Another one of your texts. My great uncle Jack Morrow was an officer in the British Army. He was in Dublin in Easter 1916. He took the GPO flag at the surrender and had the task of informing James Connolly he was to be executed. I believe he escorted him to Kilmainham to be shot. And Tony Wheatley in Galway says the IRA never forgot, and he was forced to emigrate. He went to Argentina. Now we're going to talk about, speaking of 1916 executions, about a painting which is not only historic in itself, but it also captures a moment in history. The date, the 19th of July 1916. The subject is Roger Casement's appeal against his conviction for high treason and sentence of death. The painter was the famous Sir John Lavery, and I'm joined on the line by barrister and historian John McGuigan. John, you're very welcome indeed. Just describe the painting to me and some of the characters, a cross-section of the characters who were featured in this painting.
Well, it's a huge painting, Miles. It's 10 foot by 7 foot. It's absolutely massive, and I think it's one of the most important legal paintings in Irish or in British history. And there's a whole range of characters in it. This is a battle between English laws and Ireland's destiny. And there's an Irish barrister, Sullivan, from Dublin, standing in an English court, arguing for the life of a British diplomat turned traitor. That's Casement sitting in the dock, listening intently as his as the decision to sentence him to death draws closer and closer. And Lavery is sitting in the jury box with his sketches and drawing and listening intently to what's going on. And the figures from English legal history that are in the painting are simply astonishing. There's Atkin, Lord Atkin. Atkin is to the law what Arthur is to Guinness. He's such a famous judge. His decision on negligence underlies all of the personal injury litigation that goes on to this day. The presiding judge, Darling,